This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The public now has words to go with the images of the abuse of prisoners in Iraq. One of the men charged of the abuse at Abu Ghraib prison has provided a sworn statement to investigators. Specialist Jeremy Sivitz describes how soldiers cheerfully beat or abused the detainees in their charge. One of the defense lawyers in that case has now produced that statement, and one of the reporters who's seen it is Kate Zernike of the New York Times, who's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did Sivitz describe that happened at the prison?
He says that on an evening in late October, which may be actually in November, but he recalls it as in October, he was invited by Staff Sergeant Frederick to come down to the hard site, which is where they were keeping the detainees. There were some new detainees in there. And within a matter of minutes, they began piling them into the middle of the floor. They threw them into the middle of the floor and ran and jumped at them. They asked the detainees, or they instructed the detainees to strip. They put sandbags over their heads. They made them pose for photos, some of the photos we've seen in pyramids. They hit them. They instructed them to hit each other. They forced them to masturbate. It's a scene of, you know, quite a bit of time where they are actively abusing these prisoners at his account.
You said Staff Sergeant Frederick. That's another one of the key people in this case.
Yeah, he was probably the highest-ranking person in the room. It's Ivan Frederick, sometimes called Chip.
And was this behavior as part of an interrogation, as some of the defendants have claimed, or was it something they did for fun?
The way it comes off is sort of a random thing. There are no interrogators in the room. There's no interrogation going on. It seems to be sort of a lazy night in jail. Things are kind of slow, so they decide to have some fun.
Now, Specialist Sivitz is someone who's facing charges himself. Is his testimony credible?
This was given in January, I think before he made the plea, although we don't know. He is expected to plead guilty next week in exchange for leniency. I think it's jived with what we've heard from some of the detainees themselves in Iraq. It jives with what we've heard from other investigators. Investigators seem to have concluded it's credible.
And then that does raise the question of whether this abuse was part of an interrogation process or something else.
And here it says that Sivitz explicitly says that the chain of command knew this was wrong, that they knew it was wrong, that they, in fact, instructed each other not to tell anyone about it, which would suggest, I think, that they are not, that it was not, in fact, done at the request of anyone else, and that it was not in orders, and that it was not, that they knew they were doing something wrong.
So this would tend to clear some of the superior officers who are facing dark clouds over their careers at the moment.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess there are still questions about whether they should have known. That's always a question. And certainly we have other documents that suggest that there were some other incidents of violence that were reported and people did not do anything about it. So I think it remains to be seen how much people higher up knew about the abuse and whether they should have done something.
And Kate, you mentioned that this statement was actually given in January. You've just obtained it here right before the court-martial begins.
Yeah.
Why do you think that a lawyer for the defense would give you this material now?
Well, according to him, it's just that it's recently been declassified. He also came on the case at the beginning of this month, around May 1st, when he was in Baghdad. We talked about getting it earlier in the week. He said it was still classified and he would release it when it was declassified, that's what I have to go on. There are actually two statements taken 2 weeks apart in January. They go at him first for a full statement, then they go back with follow-up questions a few weeks later.
And you've got both of those?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Kate Zernike, thanks very much. Appreciate your help.
Sure, thank you.
Kate Zernike is a reporter with the New York Times.